Anthony, welcome to this group. My name is Gianluca. I come from Italy, and I am the author of the key map for Sahara with Derek Lane, who is also part of this group. I answer the question of looping. Looping is done in a lot of ways in Reaper. Jean-Philippe, another guy from France, did a little tutorial a couple of days ago, probably. Where he showed how to record a MIDI. He got an audio track and looped it. He got like full measure, three measure, and then looped it over and over and over and over by going into the item source property with Shift F2, defining, checking the loop source checkbox, and then it went to an item menu and activated the section box. This is one way to loop something in Reaper. There are a lot of ways to do that. The way that I also like to use is I will cut an item as precise as I can in measure, so it is exactly 2 of 3 measure in length, and then I duplicate it with Control and D. And that will loop it as, you know, if I duplicate it 5 times, I'll get a loop that does like, you know, if it is like 4 measure, we'll go for 20 measures, you know, so I can do that exactly how to loop. You can also do that in the method that Jean-Philippe outlined by going to the properties of the item and defining a length for said item. And if you check loop source, that will loop it. But if you have an item that is a cut of something, you also have to check the section checkbox, which is also can be found in either in the item menu or in the item properties. I hope this helps you out with looping. And nice to talk to you. Nice that you are part of this group. And I'll see all of you next few days.